At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
Six on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. I got a nice message from Fast Eddie from the Ron Ron Show. He sent me pictures of one of their live gigs. He said, if you build it, they will come. God damn it, I'm building it.
All right.
It's happening. It's in the process. Look, when we do things, we do it right. This tailgate that they're doing at the Morgan Wallen concert on Friday night is going to be huge.
Oh, I'm sure.
You got the brisket shop. You got Billy the Cowboy spinning the tunes. You got Bud Light, of course, out there. I would go to the tailgate before I went to Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, I get that.
I don't hate Morgan Wallen. I just can't see me going to a stadium concert just to see anybody these days. Yeah.
This is like
Taylor Swift level stuff. I'm learning.
I tell you, this is above. This is beyond. This is two nights.
Yeah, oh,
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah,
it's Taylor crazy. Swift had like three, didn't she?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Like, this is, when's the last time?
I mean, like, Billy, who's closer than to Taylor Swift than this?
Yeah, right. I mean, U2 came and they played one night.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, Kenny Chesney one night,
Coldplay,
Billy Joel one night, Coldplay couldn't even sell it out.
Crazy to think that the N-word unlocks so many doors. I'm not the one who said it. Morgan Wallen is the one who said it.
That's why Trump's gonna win.
Yeah.
You know what though? It was a good example of somebody trying to cancel somebody and it backfiring.
Yeah, there's a lot of that happening.
Yeah. Because finally they go. Like when they say, oh, the guy got canceled, who canceled them? People that didn't like him already?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, yeah.
And also, it was the way he said it. He wasn't.
Yeah, he wasn't being.
Right. He was drunk and he was like, get home safe, my friend. But he said, you know what I mean? Yeah. But
I'm just, that makes it okay.
I said it to Chad. He did not take it as my friend.
Well, I mean, how did you say it? What was the context?
I would not say it to Chad in any context.
That's my point. I don't think you should say it.
The only context you say to Chad is behind his back.
Oh, my.
Whoa. That was rude.
That was not real.
You're not selling out stadiums.
I'm out.
He does write some good songs. And I don't even like country music.
Chad?
But my daughters listen to country music. And I hear some Morgan Wallen songs.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. We say not bad because we're not big country fans. But if you're a country fan, you love it. You know, I did watch the video of him on The Voice.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm Morgan Wallen, a little country bumpkin. Now he's just way bigger than that show.
Oh, yeah. Remember whenever he was going to be on Saturday Night Live, but he was out partying, it was during COVID, and they're like, hey, you can't do it. And he's like, I don't know, whatever. And then they did a skit because it was Jason Bateman was the host and Morgan Wallen was the musical guest, and Jason Bateman was playing Morgan Wallen because they look a little bit similar. That's pretty funny.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are headed there. What's tonight and tomorrow, or Friday and Saturday?
Friday, I think, is the first show.
Friday, yeah. And we got the big tailgate happening Friday.
Chris sent me a video from Las Vegas locally where they're showing in the Mirage because they have to give the $1.6 million unclaimed jackpots. It's just packed. People going crazy over the slot machines and stuff.
So how do you get it? Like, what do you...
You hit a jackpot.
So you just have to keep playing.
Basically, yeah. So
what happens if nobody hits it?
Well, I think it's they have to.
Yeah.
So it must be programmed or something, where somebody's going to win it.
The amount of money that the Mirage is making on just
trying to give that out.
Oh my God, it's got to be
like
so
they're
nice.
Making that and plus some, so totally. They're not losing any money,
right? Because it's 1.6 million in jackpots, so it's not like one jackpot of 1.6 million. It's 200,000 here, 50,000 here, whatever it may be, but it's a total of 1.6 million. Yeah, but you have all those people just dumping money in. And playing, so.
Oh, that would be so
casinos are going to be okay.
I know, right?
Are they tearing down the building, or are they going to repurpose the building that's already there?
They usually tear them down.
Yeah, and just start from scratch.
They usually, the future is here, and they're we've got all this stuff.
Yeah, they do it just like in 9/11, so it'll be just like that. What?
Jesus.
I watched the guy the other day who walked the entire strip well, not the entire strip. They took a cab to like back to the thing, whatever, but played at every casino. Bet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he bet like $10, but if he won, then he could bet more or whatever, but he did the whole thing. And yeah, it was pretty good. Was,
I'm itching to go. I was supposed to go in September for the Sphere, the UFC, so right. I'm trying to save it up for that excitement, but I'd love to be rolling into the Mirage right now.
Yeah.
With a fistful of dollars.
That'd be so cool.
Playing some dumb jackass bets on the side.
Things you don't normally do. $500,000?
That'd be sweet. That'd be really sweet. All right, we're going to talk to Baker Mayfield here in a couple of minutes. Baker Mayfield, before he gets ready to start really getting into it for the season, is headed over to Land O'Lakes High School, of all places, to do a, I say of all places because it's close to us, to do the Baker Mayfield football pro camp. So if you got a kid that plays football and you want to be involved, stay tuned, and I'll give you all the details on how you can do that and how you can go over there. Well, I'll talk to him about it when he calls in. But did you see, we always talk about the relationship between Dana White and Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And Dana White could not get the UFC into New York City for some time. And then Donald Trump said, bring him here to Atlantic City, use the casinos, do whatever you have to do, and help them out. And Dana White's one of those guys that remembers that. And they've had a solid relationship ever since, which is goes to show you when you see UFC and you see Trump coming out there and sitting out there with the people and all that. Dana White is going to speak before Trump at the Republican National Convention.
That's cool.
He did it one other time, at least that I know of, one other time, because Dana White, he said, even whenever he got up there, he goes, I'm not a guy who really makes speeches and
you
don't know me as being political. He goes, but I want to tell you what kind of guy Donald Trump is, and went into about that, about him helping him and how loyal he is. And he goes, and every time I see him, he goes, first thing he asks is, how's your family? How's everything going? Yeah, like, you know, and he said whenever he became president, he goes, all right, well, I probably won't talk to him as much. And he goes, I still talk to him all the time.
That's how I feel about Bert.
Yeah.
We're still friends, still cares about my family, but I just don't talk to him as much. He's super famous.
Oh, how did the Bert show go? I wasn't here.
It was really great. Good.
It was good.
Is this going to be like the special?
It was great. Yeah. I was laughing out loud a lot.
Nice.
It's all him telling stories. And it's telling him like Bert would tell him. It's like if he was in here telling us a good story. It's not contrived. It's very funny.
That's good. He knows what works for the people to love him.
100%. I mean, he's dialed into his audience, and I was dying. I was laughing out loud, and I was happy for him.
I saw his pants look very nice.
Yeah,
that was a good look.
He's got a matching outfit. Yeah, it had a shirt, but the shirt just comes off right away.
That was the first time I had ever been in the audience when he took his shirt off. I never experienced how the crowd reacted. That was really, really cool to be there for that.
I wonder. I try to think about if I went to go see a show and to go see a comedian, and he just ripped his shirt off, and I went, "What are we doing here?" What's going on here?
Did you come out thinking, wow, Bert is really, really famous? Like, did it feel even more famous when you left the show going in?
Yeah, but also, it was a really funny special. Like, this special is going to be great. Like, his other ones were funny, for sure. But I'm also, just me by myself judging, like, I'll see something, I go, oh, it's funny. But I was actually laughing out loud.
Right.
Like, he had good jokes, and then he had jokes inside of jokes and, like, little surprise things. And you're like, yeah, it was really good.
His closer is about his dog dying, and you're like, who wants to close on something that is that sad? And then it ended up being every part of it was hilarious.
Yeah, I was bummed I had to miss that.
Yeah, it was good. And he gave us a lot of love from the stage. The first night I had a bunch of people texting me and blowing me up, and then the night that's I was cool. there, he gave us some love. Yeah, it was a good time.
Did you have trouble getting backstage, or Bert let you right in? Or
no, I didn't have any. First of all, Tom, I'd already talked to Pete, Bert's guy, and we were parked backstage next to the bus. Then we were we stopped in before the show and just said hi, and then afterwards I just walked through the backstage door. I was like, Tom, let's make sure everybody doesn't follow us. We just walked through the backstage door. And they were totally cool. Yeah, no, I hung out afterwards for a little while and sat with Bert and Leanne for a little bit and hung out, and then I did an interview for them for whatever they're videoing, recording for. It was good.
Definitely
was
a lot of our listeners out there as well.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
It was the first time I felt like I got out. I went out to the lobby to get a drink, and I walked out there, and it was like one guy spotted me, and then I saw a head turn, and I went, whoop, and I sunk back in. I was like, Tom, you get it.
Too famous.
Yeah, it was too famous. I just knew it was going to turn into a I don't know.
Sorry, guys. No autographs, no pictures.
Oh, I would have sat there all day. I didn't want to take anything away from Bert.
Steal his thunder.
I'm getting multiple texts and from different working ends of the system, and everybody is like full force for the live gig.
Seems like
it's working.
All right.
It's going really well.
We have four people coming so far.
Yeah. And one was a man and one was a woman, so they could procreate to create the crowd.
I think that's a great start.
Wheels are in motion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have been keeping notes and putting things down as far as what what events that we want to do that day, and just jotting some ideas down and going back and look at it. I believe I'm going to try and push for it. I don't know. Oh, hell, even if I have to buy it, I'm going to get him a cruise to give away that day.
Oh,
okay.
That'll be very nice.
All right, let's go to Hotline and welcome to the show for the first time from your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is Baker Mayfield. Baker, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Good. It's a pleasure to meet you. I've not chased after girls as hard as I've chased after trying to get you on the show, so I appreciate you getting up and doing it.
I love it, absolutely.
Yeah, but I would imagine, because they always say, like, even we've had Mike Evans on the show before, and he had a ball, but he was like, normally I don't like doing these things. You guys probably just get sick of talking to people.
It's not too bad.
No?
It honestly depends on who it is. And I think we have some pretty good mutual friends that I trust. I trust their opinion, I think. We'll see after this.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? Can I ask you, because I know that you get your cars from Pete. How did you find out about Pete? I've been friends with Pete for 30 years. I still don't know how everybody knows about him.
Honestly, I got him through Tristan. And
the
car guy. I'm really not a car guy. I still have my 2013 Chevy Tahoe back home in Lake Travis. It was my college car, and it was time for an upgrade.
What are you rolling around in now? Can you tell us?
Obligations. I'm a Nissan guy due to the Heisman House.
So you just gotta make it look fancy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get you.
I'm a dad now. You gotta drive safe family cars.
Let's talk about that, buddy. How is it being a dad? How old is the baby now?
She turned 3 months on Tuesday. I think everybody says it's life changing and you hear all that, but until you actually look at your firstborn, then you realize that you'd really be willing to do anything for that child. And it's
amazing.
So surreal, and we're loving it. Yeah, it really is.
Before you had the baby, like before I had my baby, everybody's like, you'll never know the love you'll have. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I get it. It's my baby. I'm going to like it. And then you're right. Then you have it. And you're like, holy cow, it's a whole different category. I love this kid. I would do anything for this kid. But also,
you become one of those person.
Yeah, exactly. But also, huge pain in the ass and change to your lifestyle. I mean, I was doing mornings when I had my son. There's nothing worse than having to get up and feed that kid three times in the middle of the night and then get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to your radio show.
Oh gosh. I can't even imagine with your hours. You know what? For me, she won't even take a bottle right now. So it's, I'm not having to do too much besides changing diapers.
Do you have a nanny?
We started out with some help at night. Emily wound up having a C-section, so it was tough for her to move around in the beginning. Yeah. So we started out with some help in the beginning, but now she's, I have such a different outlook on mothers now. They're superheroes.
Yeah, you totally respect them a lot more. It's the truth, especially now. Did you get to look at the guts and stuff in the C-section?
Oh, come on.
My wife had two C-sections, and they wouldn't let me look because they thought I was going to pass out.
I would have, I would have been the same. I would have been in concussion protocol if I would hit the floor so hard.
Baker's in the blue tent. Yeah.
I don't think I would have passed my baseline after hitting the marble flooring.
Are you a gun guy?
I do like them. I just got a handgun for the first time. Growing up in Texas, would go hunting on friends' ranches and shoot rifles, shotguns, all that. But I had never shot a handgun until a couple months ago. And I think the timing of having a daughter was pretty accurate.
That's what I was going to say to you. So I have a son who's 18 and a daughter who's 11. And when my son was born, I had one gun. I had a handgun, a .38. I think it was one that Pete gave me. And I had it, and I never did anything with it. It stayed in a lockbox. And then all of a sudden, I found out I had a daughter. And just that year, I bought 8 guns that year. It just, I don't know. It was weird. It was weird. At the end of the thing, I was like, I got a lot of guns, and I don't even know what I'm preparing for. But, yeah, it's the feeling you have when you have a daughter. You're, like, the most protective guy in the world now.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that just you really can't control at that point. You just got to embrace it.
How do you like living in Tampa? Have you enjoyed being here? I mean, this is a pretty good place to live, especially compared to places you've lived before.
Yeah. I mean, we truly love it so much. And I'm a proud, born and raised Texan. And we're going to pick up our spot and try and sell it in Austin and become full-time Floridians. I mean, we just fell in love with it. And just the lifestyle down there, it's so laid back. I think the community is unbelievable. And I think just also the community of retired athletes and their families, and it just feels everybody looks out for each other. I just think it's a great place to raise kids. And not just the, you know, the athletes' families, but there's other people that we've met that are just amazing people. And I think it's a great spot for us to settle down and start this next chapter of our lives. So, yeah, we love it so much.
Well, good. I got to tell you, we enjoyed watching you play last year. I mean, coming in, we were like, all right, Baker Mayfield, that's a good, you know, I mean, we're losing Brady. We get Baker Mayfield. That's a good shot. You know, this is a guy who could play, who could throw the, and then all of a sudden we had this great season and we're like, now we want a couple more. So it's a good thing you're locked in.
No, I couldn't have been happier the way it worked out. And obviously getting some of those other guys back and continuing what we were able to build on last year. It felt like home, you know, from top down, how they run it. It made it so easy for me to transition in. And, you know, I think everybody was so worried about replacing Tom and all that. But, I mean, I said it in my intro press conference, you can't replace that guy. He's one of one. So how can I, you know, be the best version of myself and let the team embrace that and just go from there? And so that's so excited to be headed into another season with these guys and for the most part the same group, and just truly embrace that and build the chemistry even more.
Well, we're happy to have you here, man. And this is now, you grew up in Texas. I don't know what your access was like to athletes. I grew up in New York. I met Lou Piniella one time, and my dad met Joe Klecko from the Jets one time, and I never met anybody else famous in my life. I if you told me that I could go to a football camp that had Lawrence Taylor at it when I was a kid, I would have lost my mind, or Phil Sims or anybody. And that never happens. You never just run into a football player. You never get to go to the game. Baker Mayfield's football pro camp is happening next Saturday, July 20th, from 9 a.m. till noon at Land O'Lakes High School, which is a stone's throw from where we are right now. And it's open to boys and girls from 1st to 8th. You could register online at BakerMayfieldCamp.com. And then everybody that signs up, you get an autograph from Baker, a team photo. The whole camp takes a photo together. And then a t-shirt. And I think this is such a great opportunity for kids to just to be inspired by being around their quarterback. You don't see many areas where the quarterback from the main team is out there doing a camp. I think this is great.
I love it. It's something that I always tell people. I mean, the kids obviously have a blast and we're out there having fun, but I think I get more out of it than they do. Just seeing the pure joy of kids running around enjoying the sport, the game that I love so dearly. I have a blast every time. You know, unfortunately, I try and do a camp back in Oklahoma where I went to college every year, but timing didn't work out this year. But it's always fun. So I'm excited to be able to do the first football camp in Tampa and hopefully for many years to come. But it's an amazing thing. Obviously, it's more than me. You got Zen Motorsport, Canes, Advent Health, and other people that help sponsor it and put it on. But I've been working with the people that do this camp for quite a few years now, and they do an unbelievable job of making sure everybody's hydrated, having fun. And, I make sure that everybody gets to catch a pass. But then when it comes time for the games and actual fun time, not just drills, I'm out there thinking I'm Antoine Winfield playing safety during these 7-on-7 games.
Crushing little kids. Do you ever, can you spot talent? Can you look at a young kid and be like, oh, this kid's got it?
Yeah, there's I'm a firm believer of you can either throw or you can't, and some of these kids can spin it, man. But I always try and tell them, because I get the questions of when should I get him a QB coach? I'm like, let your kids enjoy sports. Let them grow up, try every single sport, figure out which one they're in love with, and that's the one they're going to work for. So, but you can definitely spot talent early, but they're also pretty young. So,
but it's fun to watch.
Baker, aren't you amazed that whenever you see some of the younger kids, how they're getting younger and younger, and they have that swag and they know all the different stuff, and you're like, you're 10 years old. I wasn't doing this stuff until I was like 18 or 20 or something.
Oh, it truly is amazing. Like the footwork and everything. Kids are a lot more advanced than when I was growing up. That's for sure. It is fun to watch though, because you can tell the ones that are constantly playing Madden or things like that, getting all the stats. They know everything. They know the throw power, accuracy, all that stuff. It's fun. You find yourself in different conversations with these kids and what they're in love with.
Yeah, it's great, and I like that you're opening up the girls too. It's BakerMayfieldCamp.com. And then later on in August, you and your wife Emily will be back at Topgolf for the foundation, right? You're doing an event over there as well?
Yeah, so year two of Be the Ball, supporting our foundation, Baker and Emily Mayfield Foundation. And I guess this is a good opportunity to announce that we are partnering with Early Learning Coalition in Hillsborough County again. It's last year, you know, just kind of dipping our feet in the water a little bit, trying to make a difference and in the way that the school system, just providing for the early years of kids' knowledge and education. The developmental years is so important, and realizing how big Hillsborough County is in the school system, I think was something that we were kind of taken aback by, how many kids are around that area. And so just being able to give back and try and put our boots in the ground a little bit more this year and make a bigger difference. And we had so much fun with it last year and hoping to do even more this year.
Good. Let me tell you, as somebody who's lived here for a long time, there's nothing this community likes than somebody who gives back. And you and your wife have that mindset. And I think that's great. And it's contagious. When you see famous people doing it, you start to care about it more yourself. So it's great. We love having you here, man. And you're right. We do have a lot of mutual friends, because you know you played blackjack with our friend Bert Kreischer when you're in Vegas. And he loved you to the point where saw a couple months ago, I was talking to him and I was like, Baker, you know, we're trying to get Baker on and stuff. He goes, I have his phone number. You know, I have his phone number. Like, he's just like rubbing it in my face. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Thanks.
The guy's a world superstar. And he's saying that. That's how the guy is, and I love it. You know, I think he's also living out his dream. It's fun to see people that are doing that.
He's 100% living out his dream. We've been friends with Bert, literally. I met him the day after I got married, so I can tell you I've been friends with Bert for 22 years. And we're so happy for his success just because he's such a good dude and he's worked his way out there. So,
I feel like last season was such a fun season to watch as a Buccaneer fan. We've had a ton of quarterbacks here, Baker, and it seemed, I don't know if this is lost on you because you're just out there during the season trying to figure out ways to win games, but do you realize how much the fan base embraced you as the quarterback? Because it seemed like you were having fun. You're smashing helmets before the game with the guys. You're dancing in the end zone. And it seems like you were just having a lot more fun last year than the previous seasons, even in Cleveland. And then when you were going to, the Rams and then the Carolina Panthers. It seems like last year was a fun season. And as a fan, just a guy sitting on the couch, that was fun for us to watch.
Yeah.
And I feel like I don't know if you can feel when the whole community kind of embraces you as like our guy of the team.
You know, you can start to feel it, especially late in the year. But I tell you what, you're having a lot more fun when you're not getting shipped off to different places like a piece of dirty laundry. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So, when I got embraced in Tampa, it made a world of difference. And you know, it's just like kind of always. I've always played ball, always enjoy it. I mean, it is a game. Yes, it is my job, but I love it so much. So why not? I've always wore my emotions on my sleeves, and so. Let people embrace that, and that's why I'm so excited for having more years to come in Tampa, for people to just get to know me a little bit better, truly realize that that's not just a show on the field. That's who I am when it comes down to the football aspect, and I love it. I do anything for our team, and our locker room guys know that.
By the end of the year, there was a lot of number six jerseys you'd see around town.
I got a size 4X number six jersey.
Up in the stands, and that wasn't the case at the beginning of the year.
No, and that's, you love to see that, especially when you see kids wearing it, because those jerseys aren't cheap. So you definitely you appreciate the support that they're given. It's just fun, and that's why, you know, excited for, you know, some of the home games that we have next year. We got a good schedule, so should have some great atmospheres and build on what we had going last year.
Oh, well, listen, it's great. I'm sorry. Are you on the West Coast? I know you had to get up early.
Yeah, so I'm actually out here in Lake Tahoe for the American Century Championship. So I got a little practice round this morning. But, you know, traveling east to west is not bad, except for the fact that when you wake up about 4:30, ready to go, and there's no coffee available.
A couple of things I want to say. First of all, usually when we are excited to talk to somebody, you run the 50-50 risk that after you're done talking to me, you go, that guy was a dick. You're great. I'm so glad you're not a dick. Also, I'm pretty sure we became best friends during this interview, so I look forward to talking to you more, hopefully, during the season.
If we can do anything to make Pete jealous, I'm down for it.
There you go.
Listen, you got to realize you're going to need some friends in this. But I'm going to be honest. I'm a Buccaneer fan, and I like watching football games, but I'm not one of those guys that, like, I don't know stats, and I don't know defenses and all that. I just like to watch it for the fun of it. So I'm never going to be that guy to be like, hey, Baker, when it was a 2-3 and a 3-4, I'll never do that. I can't. It'll be boring to you and boring to the listening audience. But every once in a while, there's going to be a guy, and I'm going to be like, didn't you want to kick that guy in the nuts? Or wasn't he a jerk off? Or, you know, like, and give you an opportunity to be like, yeah, he was a total jerk off. So just know that you have this outlet. No. You have this outlet during the year.
I wonder, like, how bad do you want to, you know, obviously you and Dave Canales hit it off towards the end of the season, and you're both doing great things. Are you pissed that he went to a division rival for his first head coaching gig?
You know what? I can't be too pissed about it. I'm happy for the guy. You know, just getting to know him, and his wife Lizzie and the kids.
Yeah. I don't like other teams having nice things is the problem.
Yeah,
with me.
Gio just doesn't want people. You don't want anybody leaving here and having a good time.
Yeah, I got a little bit of little man syndrome as well. Don't worry about that. No, but I'm excited for it. And just knowing Bryce, it'll be good for him to have somebody like Dave in his ear.
Yeah, it's going to be great, and I hate it for that reason, because the Panthers are in our division.
That's I'm not afraid.
I mean, the division's... let's not get twisted. The division still runs through us.
100%.
They can have Dave, though. Yeah.
Remind everybody, BakerMayfieldCamp.com, BakerMayfieldCamp.com. We'll get it up on our social media so you can check it out. And get your kid involved and get over there and play with you. I'm telling you, if you told me when I was a kid, Joe Namath is going to be out there, you get to go throw some balls, it would be insane. Baker, great to talk to you as your new best friend. I look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, pal. Take it easy. There you go. The great Baker Mayfield from your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Nice.
Good dude.
Yeah.
He's great.
That's, you know, a lot of time, I mean, you get athlete talk when you talk to a guy. Hey, how's it going? Well, you just go out there and do that. He's not that guy.
Yeah. But also, you got to love what he said at the end of that the division runs through us. We know what's going on.
Dude, if you go on, like, YouTube and stuff, they were ranking, like, Baker Mayfield and all of his best, like, trash-talking moments.
Yeah.
He's got some good ones, man.
Yeah.
Especially when he was in college.
Oh, yeah.
And he loved to talk trash, and it's so fun to watch.
Gets fired up, and nothing gets you more excited.
I love watching that kind of stuff.
Yeah, wasn't there a thing where the other team stepped on their logo or did something, and then at the end Baker won, and he was like talking some smack to him.
When he won Oklahoma, he planted the flag right in the middle of the field.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's good stuff.
All right, we got to take a break. I'll get the Baker stuff on social media today, so you'll be able to find it, and we'll come back and wrap things up. It's Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal injury attorney.